basically, I brought a few different porters for you to try.
Inside a small cooler filled with ice and non-labeled bottles.
And some experimental small batch stuff that we've been making.
Michael DeChico reaches in and pulls one of the frosty beers out. The 15-year homebrew veteran pops open the top.
This is a black IPA. We call this one Negra Noche.
He pours two glasses, one for me and one for him.
It's a planned beer for release in wintertime.
This is DeChico's new brewery, Busted Sandal, a name thought up one night after finding a flattened old sandal busted up in the street. What a life this worn-out footwear must have had, he thought.
Good times follow you when you're wearing your sandals, and we want people to think of Busted Sandal and think about that relationship that they have with beer drinking and good times.
But Busted Sandal hasn't had that many good times yet, as it fights to join San Antonio's small but growing craft beer world. Homebrew from a cooler is all that's on tap inside this 1,800-square-foot brewery off Fredericksburg Road near 410. DeChico says the brewery, several months behind schedule, is now 95% finished. He's had trouble passing inspection, but all minor issues, he says. The final inspection will come this week, and if all goes well, the beer will start brewing at the end of the month.
This is our brewing space.
DeChico walks through the unfinished warehouse where he's got a 10-barrel brewing system, 90 barrels of fermentation capacity, a walk-in cooler, really everything he needs to brew beer.
We've built every wall and done every bit of the general construction, sheetrock and painting and wall building.
When he does open, three brews will launch Busted Sandal, Slippery Rock IPA, El Robusto Porter, and a non-traditional Belgian style wit beer with ginger and grapefruit peel. They each have a tap already on the wall. The six other taps he has up are for the growth he plans on doing by knocking out a wall and adding another 2,200 square feet. Some of the new Texas beer laws won't apply to him just yet, but eased restrictions for on-site sales could be helpful later.
With the new laws, I think it definitely makes us feel more comfortable as the business grows, that we have a true plan now for what we want to do as we expand.
DeChico says San Antonio itself is bubbling with a new wave of brewers. He says the city is three times the population of Austin, with only a tenth of the craft brew the capital city has.
There's room for growth. I tell everybody that San Antonio is the Wild West of craft beer right now, and we welcome as many craft brewers as we can, because we want the general public to start to embrace craft beer as a whole. And the more craft beer drinkers you get to the aisle, the more we all benefit.
It's been a small battle for Busted Sandal to kickstart, but if the homebrew is any indication of what's to come...
It's been phenomenal. We're not open yet, but we have a lot of residual interest.
Beer lovers might think Busted Sandal is well worth the wait. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.